What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go on a football Friday. Be like one of the last foot Fridays of the season. Big story tonight. We're going to talk football today. We're going to talk every. In fact, we're going to talk nachos today. We have a lot to get to today. But the big story, all eyes are on Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat. I have to see what transpires. There was a really good article from Ramona Shelburne of ESPN today about how the Heat and Jimmy Butler got here and what's going to happen moving forward. And tonight is going to be interesting because I don't think we have much clarity on what's going to happen tonight. My guess is Jimmy Butler is going to be in the starting lineup and we'll see what transpires from there. Like I said, we talked about it yesterday, you know, he's a wild card and Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra, I don't think are your typical front office coach duo. First of all, a lot of times front office and the coach aren't as intertwined as Spo and Riley are. And they are. These guys have had each other's back for the longest. So tonight is going to be really interesting. I think all eyes will be on the Miami Heat. I think the eyes of the league will be on the Miami Heat and the Kaseya Center, and it's going to be interesting to say the least. But like we were saying yesterday, honestly, Jimmy's such a wild card that I think everything's on the table. Everything. He sits on the bench, doesn't get in. He comes off the bench. He starts and stands in a corner. He starts and is the point guard and scores 30. Puts up a double-double. I really think everything's on the table tonight. I don't think that there's a real vibe outside those who might know Jimmy and Spo. I don't think there's a real vibe. I think everyone's guessing. But it could be something as simple as, yeah, the starting lineup is back out there. Jimmy's back out there. And he plays his normal, typical game. And after the game, when he's asked for a comment, he's like, yeah, I was suspended. Now I'm not suspended. I'm activated. And I'm out here and I'm doing my thing. Obviously, the relationship between Jimmy and the Heat is coming to an end. When it ends is obviously what we're keeping an eye on. But tonight, Jimmy's eligible to play, and we will see what happens. There's no real vibe, Solana, right? There's guesses, but there's no real way of knowing what is going to happen with Jimmy tonight.
Yeah, no shoot around today, so you didn't get to hear anybody speak. You didn't get to hear Spo speak. We'll find out. Spo speaks at 6:15 today, and then I guess by then we'll have a decent idea of whether he's going to play, whether he's not. But yeah, I'm with you. Like, we're guessing at this point. Nobody really knows what's going to end up happening.
And I don't even know if Jimmy has a plan either. I don't know if, you know, at 5 minutes after 2 o'clock here on Friday, if Jimmy is saying to himself, hey, here's what I'm doing tonight. He may be, you know, go with the flow guy. If he feels like, if his mood has him in the mood to play, he plays hard. If he's just so over this organization and his teammates and like, and he just goes out there and dogs it again, I don't know. I don't know if he has an actual plan. And I don't know, by the way, because there is the other leg of the teammates. Are the teammates interested in keeping him integrated in the offense? Are they? I don't know. We talked about it yesterday. Like, if you're Bam and you're Tyler and he's making it now very clear publicly, those guys aren't enough for me to win. I mean, you feel like bending over backwards to make sure he gets his touches? So it's going to be interesting tonight, to say the least. There's a lot of interpersonal relationships and dynamics that'll play out on the court tonight.
I do think he has a plan, though, Hawk. Maybe not to the T of exactly what he's going to say, what he's going to do. But I don't think Jimmy Butler woke up this morning saying, huh, how am I going to play this today? Like, I don't think it's that calculated. I think we learned in that Ramona Shelburne article this morning on ESPN that he's pissed. Like, he's pissed off at Pat Riley. And we, not that we didn't know that, but I think, you know, it's more confirmed now that people from Jimmy's side are saying, you haven't seen anything yet. Like, I think he knows exactly how he wants to play this already. And who knows how the meeting with Harrison went yesterday, and maybe cooler heads prevailed. You hope. But this dude wants out, and it looks like he's really trying to test the Heat. Really trying to test the Heat.
He is not on the injury report. So the thought of, hey, he's activated, but now there's a conditioning period, like that happened when he was sick. He's not on the injury report. I'm watching ESPN right now. Tim Bontemps is there at the arena. Like, this is it's an 8 o'clock start tonight, too.
Yeah.
But this is one of those games that'll have national eyeballs on it, you know, just to see how this plays out. My guess is, when we talk about him not having planned it out, my guess is he wakes up, today is a game day. He knows how he prepares on game day. And so he probably in his head is, you know, I'm getting ready for a game night. I've done this for my entire life. This is no, you know, that's what I would imagine him saying pre or post game. Today feel any different? No. Game night. Done this thousands of times. Got ready to play tonight. Now, again, we'll see tonight. Who knows? He touches the ball the first time. Does he fly towards the basket, look to get a foul, look to be super active? Does he immediately give it up? And I do think there is this possibility of teammates not doing the freeze out the way the All-Star team did Isaiah Thomas when Michael Jordan, you know, made sure that Isaiah Thomas was literally frozen out of the offense. But there could be, again, What's the incentive for Tyler or Bam to try to get Jimmy going if you feel like you had the rug pulled out from under you with this guy?
It's the thing but a lot of people weren't talking about with the Jimmy Butler situation. And it's why I asked Mantle yesterday. You're telling me Tyler Hero and Bam aren't saying, what the hell, man? And Hawk, it's not that it's gotten to a point where these statements are being released publicly that Jimmy doesn't feel they're good enough to win a title. Like, fine, you want to go play with somebody else, fine. But you're literally not trying on the court. And then you're going to blame your role when everybody knows that there's a situation going on behind the scenes and they're actively giving you the ball so that you can go be aggressive and not feel like you're not being utilized properly. And by the way, the idea that you, as a coach, right, are limiting somebody's role who can't shoot by forcing them to stand in the corner makes no sense. You don't put non-shooters in the corner. If he's in the corner tonight, Hawk, it's not because his role is dictating where he needs to be on the floor. It's because he wants to be in that corner.
Also, there is the, you know, again, Eric Spoelstra knows that Bam and Tyler are the futures of the franchise, at least the way that it's playing out now. And part of Ramona Shelburne's article was about that was a conscious decision that it's Bam's team, not Jimmy's. And Jimmy was like, oh, okay. Like that was the beginning of the cavalcade. It's possible that Spo says to Bam and Tyler privately, you guys get yours tonight. And maybe Spo makes an example of Jimmy in front of those guys to say, maybe he has Jimmy coming off the bench. Maybe the starting lineup comes out and Jimmy is not starting. And that's Spo nodding to Bam and Tyler. We know who wants to be here. And we know who the spine of this franchise is.
You really want to send a message to Jimmy, keep starting Terry Rozier over him. Because Jimmy Butler taking one-legged threes in the corner with his eyes closed might be more effective than Terry Rozier over the past 2 months.
He's been really bad.
Bro, but Hawk, look, I get it, man. Jimmy Butler feels like he should have been the head of the organization or the next culture bearer, I guess. Like, I get that, but when you think about, and again, I'm just alluding to what Ramona Shelburne wrote, that I guess Jimmy Butler, it was made apparent to him when Riley called Bam into the office and essentially passed the torch, the culture-bearing torch, over to Bam Adebayo. Bam is 26 years old, 27 years old.
You're gonna try to make this like, oh, he should know. Like, no.
Tyler Hero is 24 years old.
When you're Jimmy Butler, this is the same argument that they thought they had with Dwayne Wade. Hey, you have to understand Hassan Whiteside. He's on the come up right now. You've been here for years. Like, that doesn't work with these personalities. You're fooling yourself. I know what you're saying. You're fooling yourself if you think Jimmy Butler would have the wherewithal to say, you know, it should be Bam's team.
It's not about it being Bam's team. UD was the representative of culture for decades in Miami.
Yeah, but Jimmy doesn't care about the representative of culture.
Hold on.
He cares about who is the on-court leader. And they made it very clear to him, this is Bam's team. We all talked about it coming into the season. That didn't sit well with Jimmy.
No, we didn't feel like it was Bam's team from a leadership standpoint. We were saying it's Bam's team because Jimmy Butler can't stay on the floor and isn't playing games. Which is why Pat Riley is saying, hey, the person who's going to represent our culture, the thing that we pride ourselves most on, has to be somebody who is living it, who is the embodiment of it.
But Jimmy Butler believes he is living it and is the embodiment of it. We can argue all we want that no, he's not. And he will argue till his death, I give you every ounce I have when I'm able to be out on that court. And don't ever doubt if I'm not out on that court that I could be out on that court. I'm just telling you what he's thinking. We can agree that doesn't seem that way to us, but Jimmy would say, that's BS. It's my team. I came here to take over Dwayne Wade's spot. They wrote in the column, Ramona Shelburne, Dwayne Wade died so Jimmy Butler could live. And there's some truth to that, where the Wade era ends so that the Jimmy Butler era can begin.
Right, and you know how?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Butler was able to fly in Miami or walk or whatever was when the Heat, after Jimmy Butler got swept and got outscored by a guy who's not even in the league anymore by Milwaukee, signed him to a three-year, $146 million extension. They did right by him, and they proved at that very moment you were the face of this organization. You are the player we are building around, and they stay true to that. Naming Bam captain doesn't take away from the fact that everybody around that organization knew that the best player and the leader on the floor, when he's on the floor, was Jimmy Butler. So why is he struggling to understand that? And it goes back to what we talked about
because
2 weeks
ago.
You can't
say everybody knew that if the guy himself didn't know it.
So Mr. Butler, who is tapping a barista on the back saying, we uplift our guys here. Jimmy Butler, the most competitive mother effer we've ever seen, who doesn't give out compliments to his own teammates, tough love guy, is now all of a sudden needing to be paraded around the organization as, look at our leader.
But what you're doing here.
Come on.
What are we doing? Now right, because now we're arguing something because we know Jimmy's not long for the Heat. So now we're taking all this stuff and saying, hey, but that's what you loved about him. That's what you loved about him. And that's what his point is. Hey, you loved me for all these reasons that all of a sudden don't work anymore in Heat culture. I am my own man. I do march to my own drum. I'm everything you went out and got. And yeah, I would submit to you, again, while it may be clear to all of us that making Bam captain and it being Bam's team is not a knock on Jimmy. Jimmy still needs to set the tone and lead the way. If Jimmy didn't understand that, then not everybody understood it. And in fact, the most important person who needed to understand it didn't get it. Now, again, Pat Riley may have thought Jimmy was cut from a different cloth, that he would take the postseason press conference and take it the way that Riley meant it. He maybe thought giving Bam the captaincy and having a meeting with Bam would be something that Jimmy would. But it had the opposite effect. All that stuff had the opposite effect. I'm not telling you that I'm on Jimmy's side. I'm just telling you all that stuff had the opposite effect. Anyway.
Pat could have cursed him out.
Today.
Pat could have cursed him out. He could have told him to shut his mouth a million times. If he would have signed that check, or Mickey Arison signs that check, the extension
sure.
Jimmy wants, then Jimmy
but
Butler
spoke louder,
doesn't care.
That spoke louder than what Pat Riley said. Like,
right.
This is about money.
Yeah.
This is about money. You're willing to put up with slights if the money's right.
Yeah.
But now I'm putting up with slights and you're not giving me the money I want. What do you think of me? Not much.
Yeah.
Well, I'll show you what I think about people who don't think much of me. What it is.
Yeah.
Like Jimmy wanted one of those things. Either give me all the audible praises that you can, or give me the money. But don't take both those things away from me and expect that I'm coming in like Superman. And that's where we're at.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.